So that's the theme song? This is the Chambers theme song? Did you pick this?
It's not mine. It came with the job.
It says Chamber Theme Open, and I wonder if Andrea Bloom chose this because we were just talking about 90s rock.
No, I'm changing this if I can.
Next week.
It sounds like a movie opening.
It does. I think it's going to be like Smashing Pumpkins or maybe Metallica or something. I don't know.
And it ends. And look, it just ended. That was it. That's what you call a cold out.
Wow, I didn't even know. I didn't know it was my own, you know,
we'll change
theme song.
That. Yeah, we'll get rid
that.
Of it. The Chamber of Commerce, let me just say this.
Yes.
When I move into a new area, which I did during COVID, the first thing I did was check with the Chamber.
I love it.
And
that's what you should do.
I am so, when I hear people who say they want to support local businesses, that's the that's the launching point.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And I feel like that's kind of been lost in some ways. I don't know if it's like because of the pandemic or that. I don't know, social media, which we do social media.
I was just going to ask you about that because I told you off air that I did a show with folks at a Chamber of Commerce in Mount Kisco, New York, 20 some odd years ago. And they were just trying to figure out how to harness this thing called social media.
Right.
The internet, you know, how does the Chamber use social media?
So we use social media really to promote our members, promote the businesses, promote what we're doing in town. You know, I'm very active in the town, so I'm always at an event or a ribbon cutting or, you know, planning something like the sidewalk sales. You know, so it's a lot of promotional stuff and just letting people know we're out there and also amplifying their voices, our member voices and our business community. So people know, hey, there's cool restaurants in Greenwich and there's, you know, great Pilates studios and wellness centers and nonprofits and, you know, all the things that we have.
Bikram, do we have a Bikram studio? I don't think they call it Bikram anymore because...
They call it hot yoga.
Yes, because Bikram was a bad dude.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
Really?
He was a bad guy.
Oh, he's a real guy? I thought it was like just a technique.
Oh, no. He's a real guy who came up with the 26 poses, but he's not a good dude. So a lot of the establishments took his name off...
Okay, so now it's just hot yoga, which I can't do because I can't handle that temperature.
Changed my life.
Really?
Yes, now I'm cold all the time. If I'm not in a hot room, I'm miserable.
Well, you're in the right place. This room's so hot.
I don't feel it. Look,
it makes it so hot in here. I want to open the window. I get yelled at.
I can't. I'm freezing all the time because
of Bikram.
You
have like 5 coats on.
Yes. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Are you on blood thinners? What's happening?
I have high blood pressure.
I was in the car with him. He was like, he had the heat on full blast.
I used to do that to my dad. Oh. I would slowly raise the heat in the car and he'd be like, oh, why is it so hot?
Why am I so skinny? He gets out. He like lost 20 pounds.
But the Bikram's wonderful. So for something like that, I would move to a new, or even if you're in town and you're not sure, check with the Chamber.
Absolutely. And we have, we have a list, so you can go online, you can go to our website. We have lists of all our members. They're categorized. I'm really building the list. So the list that I find, there's only a few people that do this. I call them up and I'm like, hey, look, we need you, especially the trades. We need lots of tradespeople here in Greenwich. Like, it's so hard to find people. So
to fix a sink.
Yes, plumbing. Yes.
Do you know for windows?
Yeah.
Like, it has been a nightmare trying to find people to get windows done.
Yeah, I can help you.
That would be great.
And how nice, too.
That's my job.
But how nice, too, that Andrea Bloom does the vetting. Because before you allow, I don't want to allow Matt in my house.
Right, right.
Before you allow someone into your house and life.
I don't really get invited out
the
much.
The chamber's done the vetting.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we do. We meet them. We speak with them on the phone. I definitely like to try to get to know more about their business. What is it that they do? What can they offer? Because then when I refer them, I can tell people, this is a person that would be good for you. This is someone that could help you. We have some really interesting specialty areas, too, that I sometimes don't even think of. Like, I had someone join the chamber recently, and their specialty is slate roofing.
Wow,
it's important.
And think about that. Most of us don't have slate roofs. It's very important. It's very difficult. It's very expensive.
Yes.
Niche.
And you don't do the entire roof. Like, you actually have to go up there with a drone and check it out and find just the little pieces that need to be replaced. Mm-hmm. And it's, there's not many people that do it still. So we have a member at the chamber now, if anyone's looking
for one. So what is the membership? What are the numbers at?
We're hovering right around 500.
What do you want to be at?
I think right around 500.
Okay.
For now. Yeah. I mean, no. We're always happy to take in new members. Like, we love getting new members. It's, you know, we've...
Wait, can I ask a stupid question? How do you deal with, like, rivalries between...
Business rivalries between the businesses between...
Right. Like, what happens if you have two competing...
Well, I don't know that there are. I don't know there really is that. Everyone seems to be like a friendly competitor, you know.
Okay,
like
good,
even on
good,
our
good.
Board,
good.
You know, on our board we have someone who's in the insurance business, and then we have people that help on our committees that are also in the insurance business, and they're all friends.
Like if there was another radio station in town, we'd steal their mascot.
Yeah,
something like that.
Well, maybe there's no. I mean, I don't really see it. You know, I mean, it could happen, but. I try to stay out of that business.
So what's coming up?
Oh, lots are
coming.
Spring.
This is it. This is like prime time. Spring.
So let me tell you what I've been up to. We had a soft opening at a new restaurant in town. Speaking of restaurants, the Blue Olive, which is on Greenwich Ave. It used to be South Bay, and it just reopened, and it has an Italian Mediterranean theme.
Oh.
Food is delicious. They renovated the whole place. The bar is really cool because it's in the middle again, like it used to be back in the days. And so you can see across the bar. You can wave at people. It's really like a calming, great place. The chef is awesome. It's just a great place. So definitely check it out. We did a couple ribbon cuttings. We did a ribbon cutting for Pro Eye Care, which is at 115 Putnam. And we did a ribbon cutting on Saturday for Pilates Privé, which is a Pilates studio. Not hot, just regular Pilates.
Still like it.
But it's beautiful.
Gotta move. Listen, if you don't move, you're toast.
You're totally right. I agree with you 100%.
Gotta keep moving. You either move it or lose it.
Move it or lose it. Yeah. So she's awesome and she's very talented. She was a dancer. She helps people with sports injuries as well. So it's a beautiful space. That's a good one to check out. And then I'm preparing for the sidewalk sales, which I should take my blood pressure medication because I'm going to need it.
But can I tell you that it's like one of my earliest memories and my late grandmother was hitting up the sidewalk sales with her. Like, it's a big thing.
It's a huge thing. And it's really an economic driver for the town because – you know, people that live in Greenwich know, like,
that's what is the psychology of that? Why? Just what is the difference in moving some merchandise outside?
Well, one thing, it just brings people together, right? So, like, it's the visibility. Also, like, you have more space, right? So, like, a lot of these bigger businesses, like, you know, the national retailers, like Vineyard Vines or Beyond Yoga, you know, they bring in full lines from other states. They ship it in and then they sell it. So they're able to get rid of a lot of...
Specifically for the sidewalk.
Yes. Trip. People call me and they're like, we're already getting ready for it. They tell me this in January.
Wow.
So and this is going to be on Greenwich Avenue?
It's on Greenwich Avenue every year. It's always the weekend after the 4th of July weekend. Mm. So I inherited that last year when I joined this job. I was like, what? That's crazy.
How long have you been in the position?
A year.
And that's a good amount of time to get a good feel. You got a good feel?
I got a good feel, yeah. Yeah.
And what were you doing before that?
Well, I worked for Scouting America briefly. And before that, occupational therapy. I was doing rehabilitation.
Scouting, like the Girl Scouts?
Boy Scouts.
Well, Boy Scouts.
It's all Scouts now. It's Scouting America. And they're new members of the chamber. Welcome.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's really good. So, yeah, they're very active in town. This is where scouting started in the United States. I don't know if you knew that.
That tracks.
Right?
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's why we have the scouting camp and, yeah.
John, what, were you in the scouts?
I was not.
Neither was I.
But
no?
I should have been.
Should
my
been
daughter?
Scouts.
My daughter's 7.
Yes, she should join. She'd love it. You're outside. You're hiking. You're doing all kinds of fun stuff. It's really cool.
I did go to the Greenwich Y summer camp.
Okay.
I remember that. And the sidewalk sales. But no, I wasn't a scout. So.
Sidewalk sales.
Busy.
You're going. Busy.
Busy, busy.
People have already started signing up. We want everyone to sign up. I'm going to start doing the door-to-door campaign that I have to be doing to make sure people know about it. Because, you know, a lot of times in retail, the staff shifts and, you know, got to make sure that I get to the right people. Because if you don't register, you cannot participate. But we did hear what people said last year. Not everybody wants to bring their stuff out on the Ave. And some of the corporate will not let them bring their stuff on the Ave just due to retail things that have gone on over the past. So we're letting people do it inside or outside. And it's pretty cool.
What about car dealers? You having any dealerships bringing any cars in and stuff?
Last year I did. I had Fiat did a sponsorship, and I had this cute little fluorescent Fiat that I drove all over town, which was really fun. I had it for a couple weeks. It was electric, super bright, so everybody saw it. And we put the sponsors on the side of the car, too, so that they got that promotional visibility, which was nice. It was like NASCAR, but in a Fiat.
How do you communicate with so many different retailers and organizations? Is there like a pipeline? How do you
Well, there's
stay
a lot
in touch?
Of word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know, then there's this, of course, and then there is, you know, the website. A lot of
Yeah, by the way, remind people that radio is still a great way to get a word out.
Radio is still a great way to get the word out.
Period.
So you heard
there
it
you
here.
Go. You heard it here first.
Do you know the Red Sox are playing at 10 o'clock? You know where you could hear that?
Here.
Right here.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you ever play the Cubs? No.
We should.
We should. Everyone loves the Cubs.
That's the thing is that, it, you know, and in his infinite wisdom, the former owner of the station, who didn't make a tremendous amount of great decisions, that was one really good one he made, was that, you know, the Red Sox fans couldn't pull in the station from, you know, north of here. So we serve a niche audience.
All right. You got a monopoly.
So the Cubs would, yeah, I'm going to push for the Cubs.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just
I'll appreciate
for you.
That. Thank you.
So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, you're going to have more information for us, and you have a guest that you'd like to introduce us to.
I have a wonderful guest, a friend and guest, yes.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then your theme, by the way, we'll play your theme on the way back in. Here we go.
Like if I need a replacement part.
Sure, we can help with that.
Ah, nice. Hey, I just entered this online contest for coolest bike in the world. You think maybe you can vote for me?
Actually, we just do insurance, not popularity contests.
Yeah, I know. But what's your email? I'll just send you the link real quick. You can vote like 100 times a day. They'll never know.
To be clear, Progressive has your back for insurance only. So get a quote and see if you can save.
So what I'm hearing is there's a little bit of wiggle room.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms, limits, and conditions.
Happy birthday to us. Two surprises for you. Two surprises from NordVPN. Two surprises for you.
Celebrate twice as much with NordVPN. We have a special birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. NordVPN is rated as excellent on PC Mag. Visit NordVPN.com and discover one of the most advanced VPNs in the world. What are the benefits? Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Receive alerts if your email address leaks to the dark web. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro Tool. Encrypt your online traffic and browse with more peace of mind. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
If you hear, wait, if you hear this music, you know who's not far.
Da, da, da.
Andrea Bloom can't be far if you hear this
it
music.
It almost sounds like E.T. is coming in.
When he was on the bicycle,
yes.
Right.
What if this just played everywhere I went? Like
that's
if I
what
walked
I mean.
Around town? And
no, this is, I'm getting this. This is going to be your ringtone.
Yeah.
And then wait, here's my favorite part.
Where it just stops.
Just ends. Like the last episode of The Sopranos.
Yes,
just,
I know, yes, it's like, just that's yeah. it.
Cut to black.
When they're in the diner, that's it.
All right. With all that said, we were talking about the sidewalk sales. Spring is a busy time for retailers. What are you hearing from them?
Huge. They're busy. You know, they're switching over their stuff. They've got their spring stuff out. They're busy. People, as soon as it gets warm, everybody's out. Everyone's shopping. So that's great. It's really good for them. We have a lot of new members at the Chamber, which we're also really happy about. I'll tell you, I mean, I usually do like a quick list. That's been a tradition that I'll keep with. Although sometimes the list is getting pretty long these days.
That's go. Right.
I'm going to do it quick. Ready? All right. Lavin Advisory Group, Antonio Pippio Interiors, Visiting Angels, that's home care.
Mm, that's a growing industry.
And she's awesome. She's been around for a while. Her parents owned it. Local business. You know, she's local. She's great. DiCicco and Sons.
Yes, they're
coming.
Yeah,
we're so excited.
The Market.
The Market, yeah, okay. In Glenville. It's my hood, and I'm excited to get a new grocery store. Scouting America, as I mentioned. Rogliano Construction and Contracting Company. They're actually doing the brickwork for DiCicco's, friend and neighbor. King Financial Network. Spark Innovations. The Blue Olive, which I mentioned. Girls with Impact. Hooray, nonprofit. Catherine Amenem. I'm saying her name wrong. A-H-N-E-M-A-N. She's a dentist. Black Rock Slate Company. That's the company I told you that does the roofing. SRM Advisory and Pilates Privé on Greenwich Ave. There we go.
It's a great list.
Those are the new ones.
And I can tell you from personal experience that, because I live in Westchester County, that the DiCicco's is fantastic.
I'm so excited. You will love it
when they come here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I go other places to get it.
Yeah.
So now I can just go in my own neighborhood, which I can't wait for. And they're really nice. Like, I've texted with the owners and stuff, and they seem really great, and they're very community-focused, which I love. I'm very community-focused. So I think
And good produce.
Yes.
And the way they set it up is so beautiful.
That's a big part of it.
You know, like you go by and you see this perfect row of apples and you're like, I don't even want to take one because it's so nice. But they do a great job.
Andrea, who's your guest?
Oh, this is my friend from Local Marketing Secrets, Shahad Chaudhry. And Shahad and I met when I first started at the Chamber. He was one of the first people that came to my office, and he helped me quite a bit because there were a lot of things that needed to be put in order, you know, a lot of systems and organization and those kind of things that, you know, when you kind of take over a business, you have to do. And so he was really helpful and helped me a lot with my social media because that was something that we really wanted to up our game and, you know, being a small business, I consider myself a small business owner because I'm running the Chamber. You know, you don't have a lot of time. And that's really the biggest part of it is like, how do I do all the things I need to do to keep a business running? You know, like doing the taxes, making the phone calls, you know, meeting the members, doing the things. And this really is such a helpful tool. So he did an audit for us and helped us put some systems in place, which was great.
An audit specifically on social media?
An audit on the Chamber and our social media marketing. Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for inviting me here. First of all, yeah, we do have a system. We do audit. It's the same way that, you know, we take our car at a dealership, you know, and, you know, they check the car and print out the report. The business is like a human body. So we have a system. We can run an audit and find out the weak area and a strong area. That way a business owner can take better decisions.
I feel funny asking you this with Andrea sitting right here, but what did you find? What did you find? What can you tell us?
Don't tell them how they make the sausage.
Yeah, it's giving a score, you know, from 1 to 100, like, you know, based on the score. And
so what would one do to acquire a higher score or to avoid
the low score?
Well, I don't think it's about a grade, really. You want to just be better, right? So it's absolutely. Like we kind of know where you are. How do we work to make it better?
Yeah, it's absolutely. And at the same time, understanding the human behavior, like, you know, what is the market? Like how people, we all know the people are online most of the time because this is the adopt that we carry from since the pandemic, right? And, you know, we go to a store, we are more comfortable sitting at home and placing an order through online. So this is the new things. And, you know.
So it's a visibility score then.
Visibility score. So so this is the new behavior. Then the problem is we need to identify the problem. The problem is speed is the new currency, right? Like, you know, more we can interact with other humans and answer their questions, because we all know when we go to Google, Google have their, they don't search anymore. They ask question, and Google provide the answer, right? Remember back in the days, when we search something, there's a page after page, we read one after one. Right now, the answer is right in front of the eyes. That's why we go to ChatGPT, because we need the answer right away. So the question would be, if someone looking for a roofer, or someone looking for a dentist or anything, either on Google or ChatGPT, like, you know, is the business name appear? That is the question.
So search optimization.
Search optimizations, it's become GEO, stand for Generative Engine Optimization.
How do you push ahead?
So we it's a more like organic way, you know. It's the one thing the technology teaches us, more we become organic, more we become humanly, you will win. Because, you know, and end of the day, even though it's artificial, but humans are not artificial. We are intelligent enough to understand what is real, what is fake, right? So,
boy, that line has been blurred, though.
Yeah, with the advent of AI and everything, it really is.
Because you don't know if things are real. But I think that does bring the point, though, that, like, you want someone who's genuine.
Absolutely.
You want to, like, I know one of the things on the app that I haven't been able to use because I hate hearing my own voice or seeing myself, like, on
the
thing. It drives me crazy.
What?
But one of the things is you can make a little video of yourself. So I can make a video and I can put it in an email and I can send it to all my members and be like, hey, it's Andrea, sign up for the sidewalk sales. And they'll see me and hear me.
What a nice personal.
Yeah, it's really personal, right? So I think that does build that connection and that community and trust, and the people know you.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's where the difference is. Like, when it's AI generated, it's very like, rah, 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 rah. But when it's the real person, it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I get angry. When I watch something that I know is fake.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like you've insulted.
You don't feel good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I know that car dealers are doing that now, too, when you're...
Why do you keep bringing up car? What's...
Are you in the market?
I know.
No. I was in the market, and I just bought a car, actually. But I can speak to firsthand that the emails, sometimes you would get an email, and you would get a salesperson that actually is doing exactly what you... It's the actual salesperson.
Oh, no,
but
I don't want that.
But it's an AI version of them.
And you know what you do? You tell them to put three fingers in front of their face.
Yes, I saw that.
I saw that.
Well, because they can't do it.
I guess it screws up the camera.
Yeah,
or
something.
Yeah.
Because the AI bot was like, "Well, why should I do that?"
Right.
But even though we utilize AI, we utilize technology, but we utilize in such a way. It should be more humanly. So what I meant, when someone come to the website, because the website is the...
What's the website?
Any website. Like, okay. Any website people go, like...
But wait, because we're running out of time. Where do we find you?
Oh, you find me at localmarketingsecrets.org. And, you know, we are running, offering a free audit for local businesses.
Oh.
So, you know, we do that free. So they can come to our website and apply. Or, you know, or email me info@shahedchaudhary.com, my first name, last name, and .com.
And you can also call the chamber. I'm happy to connect people, which I have done, because when I bring this up and I tell people that I use it and how helpful it is to me, they're like, wait a minute, what is it? How do I get this? make my life easier, please.
Right. That's the key. 2 minutes left. So what was the point you were making on AI?
So the point is, when people come to the site, It should not be a digital brochure, like, you know, the traditional, like, you know, just simple website. It should not be that way. It needs to be more interactive. It needs to be engaged, and which we encourage a business owner, put enough CTA, call to actions, put a AI assistant so they can start the conversations.
Yeah.
And that information needs to be automated. It needs to go to someone who engaged. Needs to receive a notification, hey, we receive your message, we'll get back to you. And the decision maker should receive a message also, because they are busy, they don't have time.
Right.
So they can receive a message, hey, someone is looking for you, you need to get back to them.
Fascinating stuff. News Center time is 9:29. We're out of time.
We're done?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fun. Can we do it again?
Come back tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. I may not be here, but you're welcome to come back tomorrow. With all that said, AI can't take the place of people like Andrea Bloom. And
thank you. And I feel like that's true, right? Like,
absolutely.
I think you want to be genuine, you know, you got to meet the people, you have to make the connections and...
You don't want the AI version of you on an email.
No.
What I encourage Andrea the other day, I told her, like, you know, you have a, you know, the sidewalk is coming. You have always have events coming, right?
Right.
So sending email, a video message.
I'm gonna.
ET is taking off.
Get your voice is wonderful.
Just and with new music.
You gotta get used to
that.
And here, wait. But we're going to, the big finish is coming up.
It's coming up.
Listen, great job. Give out the website one more time.
My website?
Yes.
GreenwichChamber.com.
There it is. All right, folks, thank you so much, John and Matt, in for Tony Savino.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.